and learn how to be happy without that, right? Mm-hmm. When you focus your entire life on money and things, you really lose out. And the older we get, the more you start realizing, wow, I spent my whole life trying to get all these things and accumulate all of this money. And now as I get towards the end of my life, was it really worth it? Right? I mean, man, enjoying living is not always tied into how much money you have. Mm-hmm. You'll find that out, later in life. That's just coming from somebody who's old enough to be your great-grandfather. life is still ahead of you. I would never tell anybody not to work to secure financial freedom. But as far as, how much of it to get, and my whole life is spent in trying to secure as much money as I can secure, it's a pretty shallow way of living your life. Right? Okay. But anyway, I digress, man. Let's go to, where is it at? Uvalde shooting. Man, you didn't see the video. I'm sure you didn't.
No, I haven't.
Man, they show all of these heavily armed policemen with military armament. Man, it was so many of them in the building. They had shields. They had everything. And one young boy with an automatic weapon was able to walk into that building, and none of these so-called superheroes, and there were so many of them. There's one guy, you can hear the shots firing, he's putting those stuff that you put on your hands to hand sanitizer. All of this stuff is going on. An hour and 14 minutes after police arrived, that's when they finally went in. An hour and 14 minutes later, with an army of police officers dressed in military armament and fatigues, and with military weaponry and shields, and yet not one of them had the courage to walk in and save those children. It is shameful, to say the least, and law enforcement took a horrible hit on that day. When we talk about heroes and law enforcement being heroes, I'm not saying that represents all law enforcement, but anybody who saw the video, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If you saw the video yesterday that was released showing police responding to all of those children being massacred, give us a call. This video was a 77-minute video. And they were out. The officers were actually inside the building and heard the shooting going on and didn't have the courage, not one amongst them, with all of that armament, body armor, and shields, and automatic weapons, and their armored vehicles, did them no good and served no purpose as those children were shot down and slaughtered. You know, people may say, well, they didn't want to die. Law enforcement, you have a sworn oath. And it doesn't say that you have to be willing to die. I'm not saying that. But, you know, you're out there with all your brethren. You weren't alone. There wasn't one guy who would storm. The sheer numbers of them could have overtaken that young boy. But they chose not to. They chose to have conversation and dialogue as those shots were being fired. How do you reconcile that to parents who again were telling them, go in, go in? The gunman walks into Robb Elementary School unimpeded moments after spraying bullets from a semi-automatic rifle outside the school and after desperate calls of 9/11 from inside the school. He slows down to peek around the corner in a hallway and flips his hair back before proceeding towards the classroom. They show all of this on video. Seconds later, a boy with neatly combed hair and glasses exits a bathroom to head back to his class. As he turns the corner, he notices the gunman standing by the classroom door and unloading the barrage. The boy turns and runs back into the bathroom. The gunman enters one of the classrooms. Children scream. The gunfire continues, stops, then starts again, stops, then starts again, and again. It is almost 3 minutes before three police officers arrive in the hallway and rush toward the classrooms, crouching down. Then a burst of gunfire. One officer grabs the back of his head, then quickly retreats to the end of the hallway below a school surveillance camera. A 77-minute video recording captured from this vantage point along with body camera footage from one of the responding officers shows in excruciating detail what happened with dozens of local, state, and federal officers entered the heavily armed, clad in body armor helmets and with some protective shields and chose to do nothing. It is a sombering video. And for parents who tried to get into the building themselves to rescue their children and bring their children to safety, were not allowed to do that. Some were even arrested. Even after hearing at least four shots from the classrooms, 45 minutes after police arrived, they waited. They asked for keys to one of the classrooms. It was unlocked, investigators said later. They brought tear gas and gas masks. They carried a sledgehammer, and still they waited. Officers rushed in to the classroom and killed the gunman an hour and 14 minutes after police arrived on the scene. 19 fourth graders and two teachers died in the massacre May 24th, days before the end of the school year. I don't know if any of them should remain law enforcement officers. They have abdicated the right to be law enforcement officers. There's no question about that. When you stand there and if you got to see what I got to see, then you would say there's no reason why these men should remain law enforcement officers. They should be ashamed of themselves and embarrassed, and they should never show themselves in public again because of their cowardice. I don't know how they can live with themselves. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.